Outright rebellion is one way to respond to King Jesus. And that's what we saw in King Herod just the other day. But we see a second, more subtle way to respond to King Jesus, and we find this response in the chief priest and the scribes of our story in Matthew chapter 2. I call it educated apathy. Listen to what Matthew chapter 2 verse 3 says. When Herod the king heard this, the news of this newborn king, he assembled all the chief priests and scribes of the people. He inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet." The religiously educated were gathered up by Herod and quickly and accurately gave Herod an answer to his question. They knew a Messiah was coming. They were anticipating him. They knew he was to be born in Bethlehem, just 5 miles south of Jerusalem. And they directed Herod to the passage in the Old Testament, Micah, so that they could be assured of this. But did they respond to the Magi's search for this king? Were they at all concerned or anxious about the birth of the King of the Jews, the long-awaited Messiah? It didn't really seem so. What they knew of God, they disregarded. Educated apathy. Jesus confronts the kingdom of their knowledge, their intellect, but they are too blind by their own self-righteousness and self-preservation to see the Savior of the world. It's enough to them that they just simply have the knowledge. Later on, Jesus would say this about that same group of religious people. "You search the scriptures because in them you think you have eternal life, and it is they that bear witness about me." In other words, you think that since you have memorized the Word of God and know the stories that are in the Bible, then that earns you a special pass, and yet you pass over the central message of the Word. I can't help but wonder if that's where many people are these days. They are content with their own self-righteousness. They are content with serving the Jesus that they have created and fabricated in their own minds, with treating Jesus as a buffet line that they pick and choose which parts of him that they want, completely indifferent to the reality of Jesus as King and Lord. These men in our text were content to study the Scripture, to go to church at the prescribed times, to say the daily prayers, but have none of it impact their souls. They were indifferent. Jesus made no real identifiable difference in their life. And what we see is that educated apathy, when it doesn't respond to the call of Christ, leads to calls for the execution of Christ. By the end of Matthew, chief priests and scribes are the ones mocking the King of the Jews and stirring people up to say, "Crucify him." You see, Christmas time is another reminder, not that just a baby was born, but that a king was sent to the earth, and his kingdom confronts and challenges every other kingdom. As you pray today, please remember Milan Bulak, our national changemaker missionary in the Czech Republic. And also remember the Haya Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.